This is Corpse Run Radio.
We are the Forsaken. We are the Forsaken.
Hello, darlings, and welcome to Corpse Run Radio. I am your host, Juno, but I'm not alone. I'm joined by some very special co-hosts. Big Steve, Lita, Cameo, Brunhilde, Kelp Keeper Walsh, and Grand Nagus have contributed some wonderful segments for us this week, and hopefully they'll stay on board forever. Yes, Corpse Run Radio is new. We combine varied audio segments with World of Warcraft music, including music from our extremely talented community. But instead of explaining it further, let's just experience it. And to kick us off, something very, very special from Big Steve. And then maybe, if you're lucky, a little Lita.
Us undead girls really know how to have a good time. Because after all, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Hey everybody, this is Big Steve with what I hope will be a long-standing feature here on Corpse Run Radio. A segment I do not have a name for, so if you would like to email me once you figure out what I'm doing, you can send those requests to toastcrawler@gmail.com. Yes, you heard it right, toastcrawler@gmail.com. And I'd like to thank Juno for the opportunity to try this, but in a nutshell, here's what I'm going to try to do. Each week, I'll take a question. It could be a lore question. It could be a WoW question. It doesn't even have to be a WoW question. Just any question that you can think to ask. And I will answer that question in what will be a musical extravaganza. That's right. I'm not just going to answer your question. I'm going to write you an original song, the lyrics of which will be the answer to your question. How cool is that? Hopefully pretty cool. So start sending your questions today. That's toastcrawler@gmail.com. Now, I don't have a question today because it's obviously the first episode. So I've prepared a little something that I hope you enjoy for the first episode. It's not a question answer, but hey, I had fun doing it and I hope you'll have fun listening to it. So also, if you have any creative comments, any criticism, please let me know at toastcrawler@gmail.com. Otherwise, hopefully, I will see you next episode, unless Juno fires me. And if she does, I'm sure she will be the nicest firer in the entire world. So take care, have a good one, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Something wasn't right, so I fired up my Android for a straight up podcast night. I listened to my favorites, but I didn't feel complete. There is so much more to WoW than what you did last week. There was something missing, one more show. It's Corpse Run Radio. Well, it doesn't matter if you're a rookie or hardcore. If you're drowning in leet sauce or you're tanked in on the floor, yeah. We've got news and forum views, raids, music, pets, and lore. We'll answer all your questions and then we'll ask more. Our in-depth information is
is deeper than the dark below. It's Corpse Run Radio. Juno is the host with the most, and she's looking out for you. We hope you like our podcast. Hey, and thanks for listening too. Substandard guitar solo incoming. Send me your questions, and I'll answer them in song. If you like my answers, then I'm sure we'll get along. Send requests to toastcrawler@gmail.com if you please. I hope my answers make you smile, put your mind at ease. So please tell all your friends and everyone you know. It's Corpse Run Radio.
Corpse Run Radio.
Corpse Run Radio.
Corpse Run Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Corpse Run Radio.
Radio.
Corpse Run Radio. Corpse Run Radio. Corpse Run Radio.
Wicked.
From collecting to leveling to battling, welcome to Lita's Littlest Pet Shop for all of your pet battling needs.
Hello, sweeties. This is Lita. Hi. Today, for our very first segment, we are going to talk about how to beat Little Tommy Newcomer. Now, I'm going to give you my strategy and the pets that I use. Little Tommy Newcomer is a daily NPC. He has a little legendary pet called Little Undaster, and it will give you 500 timeless coins if when you beat him. So that's always a bonus, as well as some gold. So my strategy is, I have three pets. I have two 25s, and then my third pet will be a leveling pet. For my very first pet, I use the Clockwork Gnome. Now, the abilities that I have set up for the Clockwork Gnome is, first ability is Metal Fish, then Repair, and the third ability is Build Turrets. The second pet is Chromius, and for those ones, I use Bite, then Howl, and Surge of Power. So that's the three abilities on there. The third pet can be pretty much any pet so far. I'm using it purely as leveling a pet. Now, the biggest thing that I've found is that the pet that you're going to level needs to be at least level 23. I haven't had much success with any pet under a level 23. So from 23, 24, I've managed to level quite a few. Just make sure that the abilities that the leveling pet has, make sure that you put the best possible ability with the hit chance as an ability that you can use, because if you've got an ability that's got a low hit chance, you will find that you may miss, and if you miss, you will die and have to restart the fight. Okay, Well, what I do is Clockwork Gnome is the very first pet and I get to start. So I build a turret first. From there, it will basically, Little Unduster will swap and swap out into my next pet and do some huge damage. Then I'll bring in Chromius and I will use the abilities of Howl first and then Surge of Power. Now, after Surge of Power, Little Unduster is going to hit me and kill me. So from there, then I bring back the Clockwork Gnome and again, I build a turret because that brings up more, that ability will be ready to go. From there, Little Unduster will basically kill me, but being the Clockwork Gnome is mechanical, he will res up and I will get to do one ability before Little Unduster kills me. So I will hit him with the Metal Fist, do some damage, and from there, then I've lost both my 25s and I need to bring into my leveling pet. From there, I normally find that I will then defeat with the leveling pet because Little Unduster will be down to anywhere from under 200 health. Sometimes he's as low as 50 or 30 health. So I've managed to finish him off that way. Make sure also if you've got a safari hat that you're wearing the safari hat while you're doing the battle so that way your leveling pet gets as much XP as possible. And that is how you beat Little Unduster and the nasty, nasty Little Tommy Newcomer. Hope you enjoyed. Bye!
I don't need to get funky. I'm already there.
Bound to the iron will of the tyrant Lich King, the vast undead armies of the Scourge seek to eradicate all life on Azeroth. Led by the Banshee Sylvanas Windrunner, a group of renegades broke away from the Scourge and freed themselves of the Lich King's domination. Known by some as the Forsaken, this group fights a constant battle, not only to retain its freedom from the Scourge, but also to slaughter those who would hunt them as monsters. With Sylvanas as their Banshee Queen, the Forsaken have built a dark stronghold beneath the ruins of Lordaeron's former capital city. This hidden undercity forms a sprawling labyrinth that stretches beneath the haunted woods of the Tirisfal Glades. Though the very land is cursed, the zealous humans of the Scarlet Crusade still cling to their scattered holdings, obsessed with eradicating the undead and retaking their homeland. Convinced that the primitive races of the Horde can help them achieve victory over their enemies, the Forsaken have entered an alliance of convenience. Harboring no true loyalty for their new allies, they will go to any lengths to ensure their dark plans come to fruition. As one of the Forsaken, you must massacre any who pose a threat to the new order. Human, undead, or otherwise.
For the Forsaken!
I know a place. She queen is beaver, sipping new poison we formulated for the living.
risen horse, reason for the stench, of course. Wild, wild, East Coast, these are the ones that died the most. I mean the one, I mean like she's the one, raiding, queuing, having fun. The girl's a freak, she knows how to creep, and my 90, she sure reeks. Look at me, M-A-G-E, I love my man like I love you, see. Tall red mill and death now, ready to unleash some hell. Come on, boys, from every place, join the raid for FTH. We'll fly there, fight unfair, don't despair, don't care, just want a warfare. Ally, look, told me,
yeah,
get a counter raid ready.
Uh-huh.
Get ready for PvP, cause the 40 man starts from Under City.
Adorable song was Under City Girls by the extremely talented Silver Litomi. I just had to play it on our first episode. We'll have links to the song and her information in our show notes. And speaking of adorable songs, I just have to mention here, Big Steve's song absolutely, positively blew me away. Thank you so very much, Big Steve. You are amazing. That was awesome. Thank you. And thank you also to Lita. I love your little pet shop.
What would you ask of death?
Well, a better question would be, what would you ask of Cameo?
Hello, and welcome to Ask Cameo, the segment where you, the listener, gets to ask Cameo a question, and he will do his best to answer them. Now here's Cameo. Hello, wonderful listeners. This is Cameo. Now, a little bit about myself first. I am a level 90 Orc Warrior on the realm Earth and Ring. I have been playing since day one. I have done everything from being a hardcore raider to becoming a laid-back altaholic. I currently have 3 level 90s, about 22 level 85s. I also spent a short period of time back in Burning Crusade in one of the top 10 US guilds. What this segment will be made up of is questions from you, the listeners, that are sent to me, as well as any questions I see in general chat, trade chat, guild chat, just any questions in general that people may want to know the answer to or would like to know the answer to. And now time for some questions. General chat on the Isle of Thunder asks, how do I get my legendary cloak in order to help kill Ordos? Very simple, I say. The quest starts at level 90 from Kurong Cask Head in the Shrine of Two Moons. He'll give you a mysterious note that you have to take the letter to Rathion in the Veld Stairs. He will then give you 3 quests. The quests that Rathion gives you will be A Legend in the Making, Strength of One's Foes, and The Trial of the Black Prince. The Legend in the Making is completed simply by talking to Rathion and listening to him talk. After that, you will then gain 2 more quests. The Strength of One's Foes, which is completed by obtaining 10 Signals of Power and Signals of Wisdom. Those are obtained by going through any LFRs up through the second phase of the Siege of Orgrimmar Raid. The other quest to receive is the Trial of the Black Prince. Basically, it is a rep grinding to honor, which can easily be done on the Isle of Thunder by killing mobs. I suggest killing the right guys in the middle of the island that give 55 rep per person, as well as you can also find 3 NPCs out there that will help you kill the mobs as well. My personal opinion, I believe this is probably the worst part of the quest line. Once you have completed those 2 quests, you simply go back to Rathion, turn in the quest, and he'll give you yet another quest called Fear Itself. This quest is completed by going into the Terrace of Endless Springs and killing the Shah of Fear. You can do this in 10 man or LFR. If you have already killed the Shah of Fear in Looking for Raid or 10 man, you can still, however, that week go in there, kill the Shah of Fear, and you can still loot him for the Chimera of Fear. You will then, once again, go back to Rathion, turn it in. Time for more quests. The next quest you're going to receive is the Breath of the Black Prince. This is completed by talking to the Black Prince at Mason's Folly. Just above the Black Market Auction House, you will find Mason's Folly. You talk to him. You will then be rewarded with a +500 Shaw Touch gem of your choice, which includes agility, strength, or intellect. Return to the Black Prince in the Taverns of the Mist, and you will then receive your next quest in the line. That quest will be incoming. Now, this quest has gotten quite a bit trickier since all the different patches in the game. First thing you'll need to do is make sure that you have completed the quest Meet the Scout, which is attained by talking to Sunwalker Desco in the Shrine of the Two Moons. Until patch 5.4, he was located inside the shrine. Now he is located right outside the shrine. What you want to do is, as you come outside the shrine, take the stairs to the left. He will be standing right there. He will then send you to the most western part of Castlerain's Wilds to speak to Scout Rokla. There will be a cutscene with Gorosh. Gorosh will show up and he will give you two quests that you will need to complete: the Might of the War Chief and Domination Point. Complete those quests for him, and then you will be ready to complete the incoming by talking to Raphaelon at Domination Points. Once you talk to him, fly back to Taverns in the Mist and speak with the Black Prince. I will continue this quest line in the next segment of Ask Cameo until the quest line is full and complete. I will be breaking these down into four segments, basically one for each patch. And if anybody would like a heads up and needs to know how these are, feel free to contact me on my contact information at the end of the segment. Now it's time for the next question. This question comes to us out of the guild chat. They say, Cameo, you've been playing for a long time. What changes do you like in the game since vanilla? A couple changes I like is, one, I personally do not play a hunter, but I do like not having to have arrows. I've always been a warrior pretty much, and even back then I had to have arrows in order to pull as a tank. I love quest tracker. I love how the question marks are put up on the map. I remember receiving a whole bunch of quests at one time back in vanilla, and then spending half an hour, longer than it took me to do the quest even, to go find the quest giver to turn in the quest. I'm also a big fan of AoE looting. It's nice to be able to click one mob and gather all your loot. I remember having to click every single mob, as many of the newer players may not seem to notice whether or not, but that took quite a bit of time if you would pull a huge group at one time to kill everything, and half the time you could have respawns, or if you had a leather worker with you that needed to skin the bodies would even start despawning. I'm a fan of looking for dungeon for the simple fact that I enjoy being able to come home, queue up for a dungeon, and go right at it. However, back in the days of vanilla, I do remember sitting in general chat for about 30 minutes to an hour, trying to get a group together to go do the dungeons that we needed to do in order to get gear, complete quests. The positive side about that is, I think that really did help guild community, as well as server community, and everybody pretty much knew everybody on the server for that fact. But, like I said, I do enjoy the convenience of being able to just go right in there when I need to. And now it's time for the next question. This question was brought to me by General Chat. I found this to be quite a confusing question at first, until I actually asked the person who was asking this question, what exactly did they mean? This question is, how do I get into the next LFR? So here's a basic, easy, simple, step-by-step instruction guide on how to get yourself into LFR. First step you want to do is you want to be able to reach item level 435. That'll allow you to start doing 5-man heroics. Once you get into 5-man heroics, you can chain run those, and they drop 463 gear. You'll want to get the 463 gear to boost your item level for the next set of raids. However, at the same time, you'll be gaining Valor Points. Remember that. I personally suggest using those Valor Points to buy 522 gear. I would try to buy off pieces, though. I wouldn't suggest buying anything that is possible to get in a tier set, due to tier bonuses are nice. But if you have no other choice, go for it. The next step you want to reach is item level 460. Reach item level 460, you can then queue for Mogushan Vaults, which are the first raid available for the Mist of Pandaria expansion. Mogushan Vault drops item level 476 item level gear. Once again, just collect the gear, boost your item level, as well as collecting Valor Points at the same time. Also remember, if this is a piece that you can wear, but it's not for your particular set, you can keep it in your bags and it still keeps your item level boosted. You will want to reach item level 470, which will allow you to do the next two raids, which will be Heart of Fear and Terrace of Endless Springs. All at the same time, those will drop item level 483 gear. However, you must remember you must do all these raids in order to go to the next one. Meaning you must start off with Mogushan Vaults. You'll have to do the first two parts of that. Go into Heart of Fear. Do the first two parts of that. Then you'll be ready for Terrace of Endless Springs. While remember to collect gear to boost your item level, as well as collect valor points from doing the 5-mans and all of the LFRs. Once you reach item level 480, you will then be ready to go into the Throne of Thunder. Throne of Thunder will drop item level 502 gear, as well as give you Shadow Pan Assault Rep, which will be needed in order to purchase 522 item level gear from the Valor Point vendors. Once your character reaches item level 496, you'll then be ready for the 5.4 raid of the Siege of Orgrimmar, which is broken down into four parts. As well as also with patch 5.4, there's now the Timeless Isle. The Timeless Isle will have tokens on the isle that you receive out of the treasure chests, where I suggest getting the Handy Maps add-on, which will show you where all the treasure chests are. Those treasure chests have a chance to have a token in them, which will be able to be turned into 496 gear. That, however, does not cancel out the fact that you will still need to do each LFR at least once in order to go to the next one. With that very simple guide on how to get your item level up and get yourself into the next LFR, I wish everybody the best of luck in your journeys in Azeroth. As well as, it's time to go on to the next question. Gilchat asks, what do I think the next expansion pack will be? Well, we're finding out that Heroes of the Storm will be the next Dota Blizzard All-Star game. That pretty much leaves us with the Dark Below. A lot of people have the thought that the Dark Below refers to demons and a new Burning Crusade expansion, as well as it very possibly could be a new underwater expansion with Ashura. I say why not both? The Illidan and the Naga quest lines go hand in hand out of Warcraft 3, as well as giving Illidan a chance for a retribution for herself. And Chris Metzen always says he loves a good retribution story. So with that being said, we come to an end on this segment. I hope you like it. I plan that it just gets better after time goes. Now here's the part where you, the listener, gets to participate. Feel free to ask me any questions that you wish regarding the World of Warcraft, as well as any questions in general. I will accept any audio files, and if I like your questions, I will go ahead and do my best to answer as many of them as I possibly can. I can be reached at askcameo@gmail.com. That's askkameo@gmail.com, as well as on Twitter, @cameo666, that is kameo666. As well as if anybody has any questions they would like to feel free to ask me in-game, you can also reach me on my gamer tag, which will be cameo, kameo1392. Thank you guys once again for the Horde, and I love you all.
This is Forum Trolls with Brunhilde, where I pick a favorite forum post and answer it. Let's see what I pull out of my nice black forum hat today. Oh, this little pink-haired gnome warlock named Lit, I think, or maybe it's Lee? I'm not positive anyway. She made a post called
Chi-Chi, Why the Tournament Sucks.
She says,
and yes, I know snails can sometimes beat her. The problem with this pet battle is it's unpredictable, unlike the others. Now, if it were a fair fight, unpredictable would be fine. As is, it means that you die and have to restart the entire tournament. Predictability is the only chance you stand in these battles. Just wiped two groups on her in a row because she pulled off a few lucky moves. Yes, I leveled two groups just for her. Now, I would have to start over if I wasn't just going to say, screw it, and give up doing this tournament anymore.
End quote. So, this is my advice to Lit. First, shave off your hair, because your adorable little pink ponytails combined with your diminutive stature just makes me think of cotton candy when I see your profile picture, and that just makes me want to eat you. Secondly, why are you pet battling anyway? Chi-Chi is the hatchling of Chi-Chi. which means she's just a flying crane baby. Pick her up, take her home, put her in a nice big hot pot of boiling water, and cook her. She is bigger than you are, so I'd give her a good hour and a half, probably, till she's done. She'd be absolutely delicious tossed into some Murloc fin soup as well. Bon appetit!
You know, once you're dead, nothing smells bad anymore. Rotten eggs, no problem. Dead fish, like a spring breeze.
Children of the grave, heed my call. In life, we suffered unspeakable tragedies. We watched as our homes were razed to the ground. We cried out in agony as our families were cut down before our eyes. Finally, in the face of such atrocities, we were denied even the release of death. Now, we burn this Wicker Man as a symbol of our victory against old enemies. We paint our faces with the ash to send a message to new enemies, a declaration to those who fear and revile us as monsters. To those who would question our place in this world, we are not monsters. We are not the mindless wretches of Ghoul Army. No! We are a force even more terrifying. We are a chill in a coward's spine. We are the instruments of an unyielding ire. We are the Forsaken.
Power to the Forsaken!
Time arrives, hearken the vent chatter, summons are cast, gems made for our healer. Raid leader clears vent, goes on to ready chair. Trash inside this guild raid. Blizzard screams heard from AoE spells made. Turn your face upon the raid boss recently spawned. Cast your buffs and music begins to play. We fight on with the music of the raid. Close your eyes and prepare yourself for the boss pull. Purge his buffs, cast bloodlust to reach your goal. Stay alert, cast your taunts, your heals, your and gear loot not seen before. Time flies quickly, soon we reach the last boss. Don't fear, just clear, don't let us get a loss. Now the bridge has come, and our melody's undone. Ambience around us to give this boss pain. We kill the boss with the music of the raid. Let the tank taunt and wait before you cast your burst. Keep your teeth up and watch out for Cleave. The climax comes when the boss does flame red. just deceit. Deep breaths, don't fret, not all raids are perfect. Bluff me, trust me, run back in and reset. We know what went wrong, now it's time to play our song. Battle cries erupt, it's time to seize the day. That's the power, the music of the music of the rain.
I can't wait to suck the juice out of your eyeballs.
That hauntingly beautiful World of Warcraft parody song is called The Music of the Raid and is by the deliciously talented Kavo350 on YouTube. Links to his song and information will be in the show notes. And thank you so much, Cameo. I love your answers segment. I can hardly wait for next month's. Be sure and send him some questions.
What is it?
Now, what kind of corpse Run Radio would this be without some forsaken theater? And who better than Kelp Keeper Walsh to bring it us?
Master yourself!
That's right. We also have some epic Grand Nagus to wrap us all up in some Ulduar.
The Dark Moon Herald and Brill Kelp Supplies Incorporated bring you Forsaken Theater. Tonight's episode is part of an ongoing series, The Dark Lady and You, a dramatized guide to eternal unlife. Part 1, The Truth of the Grave.
Waken, sleeper. Your new life awaits.
Welcome to Death Knell, and back from the grasp of death itself. Here, sit down a moment. Your head's gotta be spinning. There you go. Now, rest assured, the world remains just as you left it, and yet everything has changed. That's because death has a way of shifting perspectives, twisting light and dark around the core of one's soul until there's nary a difference between the two. Like a chocolate vanilla swirl of contempt and confusion, but melted into a gooey puddle of everything you knew was wrong and topped with the sweet red cherry of a new purpose. But first things first. Let's get you some hands. You're definitely going to be needing those. Okay, I know where it's really good gear. Nope, that one's missing. Here we go. These will do just splendid. Now, hold still while I work a little bit of my patented needle and thread magic. There's no need to worry. I know it's a bit much to take in all at once, but undeath isn't so bad once you get used to it. Truth is, most of these folks here had it much worse than you and me. We'll never know the terrible might of the Lich King's grasp, for we were never scourge. Nope, just plain old normal deaths for the two of us. Well, actually, I'm not sure how normal it is to die frying amphibians at the Dark Moon Fair, but I'm sure that you can't be the only one to have shuffled off the mortal coil while putting the crunch in the frog, as it were. Very dangerous, that hot oil. Anyway, there you go, buddy. Two brandy spandy, good as new hands. Well, except for those couple spots of worm rot, but never fear, we've got some cream that'll clear that right up. And there you go. Well, look who's not a mute after all. You're most welcome.
So I was
dead. You want to know how you came back from the dead? Well, the Valkyr, of course. In fact, you met Agatha when you awoke, for it was she that pulled death's grip from your brow. Time was, though, when folks who died like us, that is, not from the plague of the undeath, were just dead. Done. Kaput for good. But then the Dark Lady returned from Northrend with the Valkyr. They're undead like us, but way better at it. Well, I'm not sure if Pretty Bala is the preferred nomenclature, but sure. Point is, they are damn good at what they do, and what they do is bring schmoes like you and me back from the nasty, big, pointy teeth of death's jaws. Although it doesn't always go so smoothly. There are those who can't be saved, and it sucks. They come back into the world devoid of their free will and have to be put down like rabid direwolves, otherwise they'll just roam the countryside like, well, the mindless zombies that they are.
Meh.
There's a third category of risen, too, those who are unable to accept their circumstances, like little Lillian Voss over there. Poor things. They catch a glimpse of themselves in a hand mirror and freak out. Just don't know how to accept their fate. If only that... darn rotten vocal cords, voice slide all over the place. Well, anyway, if only they could understand that unlife comes with a new purpose. A purpose that the living could never begin to fathom. Words cannot contain it, and yet it creates us, connects us, pulls us, guides us, drives us. It is this purpose that defines us, that binds us, for we are forsaken. And that is the truth of the grave, to see what we really are. What do you mean you don't remember ever being forsaken? Okay, clearly you and I are going to have a much longer conversation about this than I thought. You've definitely left some mental luggage on death's doormat, dude. That's no matter. I've got some literature that'll catch you up to speed. We can talk about it while you quest.
Okay.
But first, before we do that, let's stop by the armory. You should really pick up our three chief weapons. Fear, surprise, ruthless efficiency, and an almost fanatical devotion to the Dark Lady. Wait, sorry, that's four weapons. We're going to need to get you a bigger bag.
And so concludes this evening's performance of Forsaken Theater. We hope that you enjoyed it, and will return to join us next time. Until then, Dark Lady, watch over you.
Yes, they're real. They're not mine, but they're real.
This is Grand Negus, and today I have the pleasure to start a little new series, the Olduar Experience. Secrets of Volduar is the second raid tier in the Wrath of the Lich King expansion, also known as patch 3.1. The drops in this 10-25 man raid are ranging from 219 to 232. The tier items are tier 8, 10 man, item level 219, and tier 8.5, which is the 25 man version, which has an item level of 226. The weapons dropping from the final boss, being Yogg-Saron, one of the old gods, are eye level 232. As for accompanying 5 mans in this tier, there are none that were released with 3.1, since the story of Volduar and the lead up to it have been covered in the questline involving the Blue Ladies of Brunhildar that were part of a questline in Storm Peaks leading up to the Reputation faction of Sons of Hodir. Once you finish that, you get to go into the 2 5-mans, Halls of Stone and Halls of Lightning. They are both located left and right of the center entrance of Olduar in the complex with the same name. So in the coming weeks, I want to talk about Olduar in its entirety as a raid with all the bosses and the achievements that come along with each of them. I want to talk about the history of it, the background, the bosses and their background and stuff like that. So if you're interested, I would appreciate very much if you turn in to Corpse Run Radio to give it a listen. Not only to my segment, but to everything that Corpse Run Radio has to offer. This is Grand Negus, Rule of Acquisition number 19. Satisfaction is not guaranteed. Bye, guys.
I grow weary of this.
No worries, we're all out of time. I certainly do hope that you enjoyed your time with the Forsaken of Corpse Run Radio. If you'd like to join us and have an idea for a fun little segment of your own, or if you have a question or comment for one of the hosts, or if you create original or parody Warcraft music and would like to be featured on CRR, please contact us at CorpseRunRadio@gmail.com. Contact information for our hosts is available at our website, along with links to the songs and some of the items mentioned in today's podcast. And that can be found at crr.podbean.com. Corpse Run Radio is a non-profit World of Warcraft fan podcast. All music and sound effects are used with permission. Thank you, Zarheim, Big Steve, Lita, Cameo, Walsh, Grand Nagus, Litomi, and Kavo. And thank you also to the Elite Tauren Chieftains. The power of the Horde will take us out of Episode 1.
I have no time for games.
Aw, come on, Sylvanas.
Storm, earth, and fire, heed my call.
fired up my Android for a straight up podcast night. I listened to my favorites, but I didn't feel complete. There is so much more to WoW than what you did last week. There was something missing, and I needed one more show. It's Corpse Run Radio. Well, it doesn't matter if you're a rookie or hardcore. If you're drowning in leet sauce or you're tanking on the floor, yeah. We've got news and forum views, raids, music, pets, and lore. We'll answer all your questions and then we'll ask more. Our in-depth information is deeper than the dark below. It's Corpse Run Radio. Juno is the host with the most, and she's looking out for you. We hope you like our podcast. Hey, and thanks for listening too. Substandard guitar solo incoming. Send me your questions, and I'll answer them in song. If you like my answers, then I'm sure we'll get along. Send requests to toastcrawler@gmail.com if you please. Hope my answers make you smile and put your mind at ease. So please tell all your friends and everyone you know. It's Corpse Run Radio.
Corpse Run Radio.
Corpse Run Radio.